Hi, and welcome to our first ever Wednesday night live stream. I'm Pastor Jeff.
I'm Chris.
Chris Schroeder, our counselor, and we're so glad that you have joined us tonight. Here's what we want to do. We want to update you on what's going on at the church. As many of you know, most of you know, we had a major fire, and the major fire was coupled with all the corona things, and then Sunday it was coupled with the water being out, so all these things, kind of like the perfect storm. But we want to update you on what's going on at the church. We want to hopefully answer some questions you might have rolling around in your head about the church. We want to encourage you in the Word of God, and then we just want to close out and pray God's grace and peace over your life. You know, it was March 8th in the afternoon, about 3:15, when the fire broke out. I was asleep. My wife woke me up. She said, "We got to go. The church is on fire." We went there. We watched as the firemen fought the fire. It was several hours later we were able to go into the church building and see the damage and see what had happened. And I was there with Olin and Larry and Chris. And at first we were saying, "Oh, this isn't that bad. I mean, we lost these areas, but we can fix this and we can get ready in a couple of weeks and have services in here again." But that wasn't the case. And so we are in major cleanup mode and demolition mode and then reconstruction mode. And it's going to take months and months and months to get this squared away and get back to normal as far as the church goes. This afternoon, Stephanie Bright did a special video for the kids to show them what's going on, what the church looks like, what's been taking place at FBC. So I thought that you would glean from this too and follow along with Stephanie as she gives you a tour through the building.
Hey kids, it's me, Miss Steph, and guess where I am? I'm in Kids U. Oh man, I miss you. I wish you were here with me, but you know we had a really bad fire here at the church. Fortunately, Kids U was saved, but there was a lot of damage in other parts of the building. So, now, let's take a little tour. Oh, wow, this is that big fancy room by the atrium. Fortunately, the fire didn't get to it, but obviously some smoke did. They're just gonna get it all cleaned up, and it'll be open and as beautiful as ever. See these halls that are all blocked off with this stuff right here? They have special zippers down here, and the workers can unzip them, and they're the only ones that are allowed to go in. And then they zip their stuff back off. And look down here on the floor. They have a special rug that you have to step on so that all the stuff comes off the bottom of your feet and doesn't dirty it up inside where they've already cleaned. Oh my, what's going on in this hall? I have no idea. The carpet is all covered up, and look up at the ceiling. The ceiling tiles are all gone. And those big machines down at the end of the hall, they're so loud. I have no idea what they are doing, but they look impressive, don't they? What in the world? Stuff going up into the ceiling. I guess it's sucking out all that nasty smoke that got in there from the fire.
When you're in.
Oh my goodness, this is the print shop. This is where we do all of our mail outs. This is where we do all of our printing. The coffee machine's over here. And look, there's no ceiling in here either. So, hey kids, I was wondering why all this stuff has to be covered up and why the ceiling has to come out like that, and I had no idea, but I found someone that does. This is Mr. Tim from ServPro. He's gonna tell you all about it.
Well, all of the fire from the church produced a lot of smoke. All of the smoke got above the ceiling grid and came from the church over to the office area. The first thing we did was we had to pull all of the ceiling tiles so we could look up above to see how much damage was sustained in the building. After we determined how much damage was sustained, we had all the ceiling tiles removed, all of the ductwork was cleaned up here, the HVAC system, which is the air conditioning system, all of that is being evaluated and determined how smoky it got. It's a top-down cleaning process, and after all of the plastic is removed, we will come through and clean everything from the walls, all of the contents on all the bookshelves and all the drawers, down to the floors. The background noise you hear is air filtration devices to make it safe for us to be in this building while the work's going on.
Wow, that helps me a lot, Mr. Tim. I had no idea. Boys and girls, this is our worship center. This is what was hit the hardest. These guys are doing an amazing job, but it's going to be a long time before it's restored back to its original beauty. But it will be. It will be. Look how hard they're working.
It's just going to be an amazing task, and God is going to be glorified through all of this. We have nothing to worry about. Okay, right behind me, right there, you can see they've cut a big hole in the wall, and they're going to create a trash chute where they can empty out all of the debris from the fire, because that's where the major part of the fire was, right there. But until they get that trash chute completed, they've been bringing it out, hauling it over into these big dumpsters, and then they are lifting it over into those big trucks, and they're hauling it away from here. Wow, what a process. And then over here, this is their base. This is Servpro, the guys that are cleaning up our church. This is their base. We don't really want to go out there and get in their space because they need some time away as well. But they are an amazing group of organized people that have everything under control. We're so blessed by them. So what in the world is this big machine right over here with all of these hoses? I have no idea. But there's a guy inside that can tell us all about it. Hey guys, this is Brian, and he's in charge. He's going to tell you about that big machine out there.
Hey guys, I'm sure you're wondering all these questions, but right now we are in the middle of trying to put this whole place back together for you as quick as possible. The big machine that we got outside is taking wet air and moving it through these big giant tubes and drying it inside this big machine and then pumping out very dry air to stabilize the environment.
That's awesome! Thank you so much for that explanation. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So guys, right over here, these people, these are the ones I was telling you about. They are working so hard to clean every single item in our church. They're cleaning music stands and microphone stands. They're cleaning chairs. They're cleaning walls. They're cleaning flower pots. They're cleaning benches. Anything that got touched by the soot and the ash, they're going to clean it up and they're going to make it beautiful again. Here we are in the gym. In the gym, but it's all set up for Sunday because, you know, we were going to have church in here. But we're not going to be able to gather together for church, but that's okay because you guys can gather with your family around your phone or your iPad or your TV, and you can watch it live. It'll be awesome.
Well, I hope that video was helpful. That was a good video, and Stephanie does such a good job, and that really explained and showed us visually what's going on. You know what I like what she said the most is when she said, God is going to be glorified through this, and we know that to be true. But I know that you have a lot of questions. We've heard a lot of the questions, and so we thought this would be a good opportunity to try to answer some of those questions that we've been having about the building, that we've heard people asking about the building. It sounds like out of the fire, the biggest area that was affected is the TV ministry. So how does this affect the TV ministry?
Yes, Chris. Well, the TV ministry was an area that was destroyed, and those computers and things were consumed by the fire. We did get to save some cameras and get those cleaned up, and so we praise the Lord for that. We are makeshift right now. We moved the TV offices above the gym, and they've ordered some new equipment and computers and things so we can be back up and running. We did lose some programs that were stored in the computers, but we are going to make do, and we're going to keep on rolling and get the message out through FBC TV and then From His Heart radio and television program. And we're just looking for opportunities that the Lord would give us to broadcast far and wide with the good news that no matter how badly you may have messed up in life, Jesus still loves you, still has a plan for you. Yeah. God's word is true, and you can trust in Him.
That's right. And I mean, the media crew, they are staying, what are we saying, joyful and flexible for sure. Some people are asking about the organ. How about the organ? Is it salvageable?
We had an organ expert come in today to talk to the team that's involved with cleaning up the church, and the organ has experienced quite a bit of damage. He gave us an estimate, just a really rough ballpark of cleaning the organ, $1 million to $1.5 million to clean that. It's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks to send the to remove the pipes and put them in a special case and send them off to Minnesota or wherever they're going to send them. And so that's still being discussed and see what the insurance will do. But the organ is such a finely tuned piece of equipment and such an expensive piece of equipment. He said to replace that organ would cost about $3 million. We do have a special insurance policy just on the organ. So between the building's insurance and the organ insurance, we have enough to replace the whole thing if we needed to, but it is very expensive.
Okay. What do you think? What are the hardest areas that were hit? And what about the offices? When will the staff be able to be back in their offices?
Well, the office area closest to the worship center, that was hit the hardest. Anything that was getting direct smoke coming from the worship center, the whole worship center was filled with black smoke. Many of you saw the video that showed the smoke in about 30 minutes just filled up the worship center.
Yeah.
And we came really close to, that smoke was really hot. And the fire chief told me if that had not gotten vented in a timely manner, which it did, it would have ignited and then consumed the whole worship center. So the music suite and the east foyer and the west foyer, those areas, the prayer room, those areas have been the hardest hit. And so they're doing some testing on the air quality above the ceiling in those areas to see if that ceiling needs to come out. Your office, my office, Larry's office, Marcus's office, Vicky's office, those offices down the hallway. Hopefully we find out Friday if the air quality is good above that ceiling for them to go ahead and put the ceiling tiles back and wipe everything down and get those ready for sometime Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
With the east foyer being hit so hard, you know, where can people get into the church? Where's the church entrance now?
We moved the church entrance to the atrium. So Tammy, our receptionist, now has a desk by the atrium. And so if you need to come by the church, that is the door, the doors that you come in.
Okay. And then, you know, the other subject, the other struggle that we're going through is with the coronavirus. And so we're having church streamed, you know, each Sunday, but people are asking if they can come to the service. You know, if do we, you know, how do we get just 50 people in here? Can people come to the service?
We would love for people to come. It was really hard for me Saturday night when I met with the medical team at our church, and they said, "Hey, Jeff, you shouldn't have people gather on Sunday." And at that time, Dallas County had said no more than 500 in a group. So I thought, well, we're going to be in the atrium, in the gym, in the fusion. We won't have more than 500. But it was determined that that wasn't wise. And then the very next day, Sunday, March 15th in the afternoon, the CDC said no more than 50.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be safe. We want to protect our folks. And so we are saying that we want you to watch it live streaming. Just the people that have to be here for music and for recording purposes, television purposes, they'll be here. But everybody else, we want them to watch live streaming. We'd love for people to get together with folks in their Sunday school classes and friends and have a
families.
Bible study time together, families get together. You want to keep that probably around 10 or 15, no more than that. But to have a special Sunday together and then watch the service at 10:30 together.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this could be a real special time for you to be together with your family. It's different. It's unique. But it could be a real special time for your family. Try and make it that way. Try and make it special with your family. Okay. So if I'm coming to serve, if I can't come to service, I still want to give. I still want to tithe. So how can I tithe? How can I give my offering to the church?
Great question. There are four ways to give. You can mail it in, which many do. You can give online at the website, fbctexarkana.org, or you can give on the FBC Texarkana app, and we have those on the screen for you. If you haven't signed up for the app, I encourage you to do that. It's a very easy, simple way to follow along with what's going on at FBC and to listen to sermons and lessons and things like that, and then you can give straight off of that app. And then the last way to give is you can come by the church office and give your gift there. I understand that people are nervous
scared,
about what's coming up. And, you know, we can handle a week or two of not being able to go to work or go outside. But if that's prolonged, then it's going to create problems. And Chris, what should people do if they want to talk to somebody or need to talk to somebody?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, if you have any other questions, because I know there's a lot of questions with the virus and how that affects us as a church and the fire and how that affects us. So really, if you have any other questions, go to mail@fbctexarkana.org. And seriously, send your questions. We'll be sure to help you out. I know it's hard. This season is really hard. We have a lot of things being canceled, and it's just so difficult in this time. I know in the counseling ministry, we had a great parenting class going on. We were doing grace-based parenting, and then that having to be canceled. Our grief share was going really well, and that had to be canceled. We had a step family conference coming, Ron Deal, and not canceled, but postponed for now. And Celebrate Recovery has been affected. We're doing online streaming on Tuesday nights. But it's difficult to see all these cancellations. And I know that there's some really difficult feelings right now. You may be feeling isolated. You feel alone, which causes you to feel stress and sadness because of you're having to find a new routine. And so there's anxiety and there's fear. And there's so many different feelings that you could have right now. I just encourage you to really take care of yourself in this time. Really practice good self-care. Take care of yourself physically. Practice good hygiene. Eat well. Exercise. Sleep. Emotionally, capture your thoughts. You know, think about what you're thinking about. Try to have positive thoughts. Try to stay present. Don't get too far ahead. You know, don't get so far ahead because that's so easy to worry about the future, but Jesus tells us to focus just on today. And then spiritually, get in your word. You know, get in your word, read the scripture like never before, pray, meditate on his word, and really use this as an opportunity to grow spiritually. And even though we're not meeting together on a regular basis, we love you and we are here for you. And you have an entire staff here that loves you and is here for you. I know that I'm still doing appointments, so if you have things that you need to talk about and see counseling for, I'm here for you. An entire staff wants to meet with you and do ministry. Even though our building has been affected, we didn't get into ministry because of buildings. We got into ministry because of people.
Yes.
And so we truly do care about what you're going through, and we want to be here for you. And you know, your pastor and staff are praying for you in this difficult time. And so we're gonna try and do a lot of these Facebook videos, going Facebook Live, trying to give videos to connect with you. This is just the only way we know now how to connect with you. And Pastor Jeff, do you have anything that you want to share from, you know, God's word or what God's been laying on your heart in this season?
Yeah, I've had a lot of different things going on in my heart. One of the scriptures that came to mind is 2 Timothy chapter 3. Where Paul tells Timothy, realize this, that in the last days, and I believe we're living in the last of the last days, in the last days, difficult times will come. Now, I think everyone would agree we're in a difficult time right now. Mm-hmm. This is uncharted waters for the whole world with a worldwide pandemic of the coronavirus.
They didn't teach you this in seminary?
No, this didn't come up in seminary class. But what are we supposed to do? I'm starting a new sermon series. I was going to do the series Holy, Holy, Holy starting this Sunday, but I'm starting a new series. I'll put Holy, 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 postpone that. We're going to talk about storms, what to do in troubled times.
Mm, that's good.
Because the world is watching.
Yeah.
You know, the separation between those who really believe God and those who don't, it's going to become very, very clear and evident in how we respond to this. Mm-hmm. Those who don't have a relationship with Jesus, they're going to be fearful. They're going to be worried. Mm-hmm. They're going to be angry. Mm-hmm. They're going to be freaking out. They're going to be bitter.
Yeah.
They're going to have no rest. And we as believers can make such an impact. See, they'll be watching you. They'll be watching me and Chris.
They have nowhere to go.
You know,
like we have somewhere to go. They have nowhere to go.
Yeah. There's no refuge, there's no strength, there's no fortress, there's no savior in a lost person's life. Mm-hmm. They go to the stock market,
right.
I mean, that's like going to a boat anchor. That's not going to be there, and health isn't going to be there, and answers from the government aren't going to be there. So we have an opportunity to make such an impact as we shine and share.
Yeah.
Now, here's the danger, as Chris was talking about being fearful. We have to fight that in our own hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do project, if you spend too much time looking at the news, I went on the Drudge Report today, and it was drudgery. It was just story after story about doom and gloom and more doom and more gloom. Mm-hmm. And you can get depressed because you think the sky is falling.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. You and I, as believers in Jesus, our citizenship is in heaven. we don't belong to this world. We belong to God's kingdom. We are His children. Now, He saves us out of this world, mm-hmm. sends us back to this world mm-hmm. to be a witness in this world. Mm-hmm. And that's really our only business in this world. Mm-hmm. Paul said, we are ambassadors for Christ. Jesus mm-hmm. said, you shall be my witnesses. So here is a great time to really witness, to really shine, because we shine the brightest in the darkest days.
Yeah.
And so see this time, although none of us like it, see it as an opportunity to shine for Christ. Paul told Timothy also in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy was the last book he ever wrote. He said, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier mm. of Christ Jesus. Mm. So have that mindset of a soldier. Mm. You know, when a soldier goes to war, he knows this isn't going to be easy. This is going to be hard. Right. There are going to be long days. There are going to be scary situations. There are going to be difficulties. But I go into it knowing it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
And so my expectations are different.
Right.
It's kind of like when Ananias told Paul when he first got saved, Saul of Tarsus, the Lord told him, go tell him how much he's going to suffer for my namesake.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, Paul knew, hey, this Christian life is not all honey and no bees. There's going to be suffering.
Yeah.
And so so he had the mindset of a soldier. Now, when you have a mindset of a soldier, you have to be flexible because things will happen that weren't on the to-do list.
And out of your control.
Totally out of your control. Mm-hmm. So we talk about joy flex, be joyful, mm-hmm. be flexible, and trust the Lord and know that, hey, this is my opportunity to make a difference in unsaved family members, in neighbors, in friends, in people at work, people that I've known for a long time, mm-hmm. they're going to be watching to see. Now, you say you believe in Jesus. Mm-hmm. You say that He makes a difference. Prove it.
Right.
Because I'm flipping out here, and I need to see you have peace, and I need to see you have confidence mm-hmm. in the Word and in your Savior. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for us to shine and share.
Just to prove that our faith is real, that
right.
it's real.
Right. You know, when you don't really need it, you know, if everything's going good, people say, well, everything's going good. Why do I need your Jesus?
Right.
It's when things are not going good. Mm-hmm. You know, the spare tire in your car, you don't need it until you get a flat.
Right.
Well, we got a flat right now. Mm-hmm. And not that the Lord is a spare tire, but, you know, Jesus yeah. is, you know, Jesus is necessary and Jesus is enough.
Yeah.
And so we can prove that as we live out our faith.
Yeah.
And let me just encourage you, especially you moms, or you who are taking care of little kids with school being out, that is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Listen, moms, you have the stay-at-home moms, you have the hardest job on the planet.
Yeah.
And hats off to you moms because you're doing a great job. But your kids pick up on your stress mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. pick up on your worry. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried and stressed, they're going to be worried and stressed. And so we need to create an environment in our homes for our kids where mm-hmm. they know mm-hmm. we're trusting in the Lord. Mm-hmm. I like what David said in Psalm 37. He said in verse 23, the steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. When he falls, he shall not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. God will hold your hand. He'll never let go. And then he says this, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. God promises that he will meet the needs of his children as we trust him. Yeah. So the verse that is so well known to people, Psalm 46, verse 10, cease striving, let go, relax, be still, and know that I'm God. Right. We don't need to be afraid.
Right.
God
right.
is God, and we belong. If we put our faith and trust in Jesus, we belong to Him, and He's going to take care of His children. Because as we sing that song, Chris, He's a good, good Father.
Amen. Amen. We've been just gathering our girls at the end of the day and just praying and asking them how they're feeling. What are you feeling right now? What kind of are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling fearful? And let's talk about it and. Trying to get answers from them, trying to get them to respond, but making sure that we have a time of prayer together as a family. So these are great new opportunities that we have that we could take advantage of, and we could fill our families with faith in this season that we're going through. It doesn't have to be wasted, and God can do a great work in the midst of this.
Amen. So we want to pray for you as we close out tonight. I was thinking about the Aaronic blessing in Numbers chapter 6, where Aaron was told, commanded by God through Moses, to bless the people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Father in heaven, I pray for everyone watching online right now, everyone who will watch later, that, Lord, you'd give them peace. You'd help them to know, Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through you, and you are the Prince of Peace. And you said in your word to Martha, 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 you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only a few things matter, really only one. And we can do what Mary did. Choose the good part, put ourselves at your feet, Lord Jesus, and just rest in you, listening to your word, surrender to you, knowing that we're here to be good soldiers for Christ Jesus, to be your witnesses, to be your ambassadors. So, Lord, help people to see Jesus in us. Help us to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, that you would be glorified, and we trust you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your grace. We look to you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.